We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchos Melamdim V'Talmud Torah, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Hey. V'ze Bechinas Kriya Shema. Rav Nosson Zal now says that he's going to take all the concepts we spoke about and show us how it relates to Kriya Shema, which is possibly the most important part of our tefillah, Doraisa. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod Ze Bechinas Oyer HaNekuda HaKdoisha Sheyesh B'chol Echad MiYisrael. The Shema Yisrael, the declaration of our faith in Hashem, that is the light of this holy Nekuda that's found in every single Jew. Now, so far in this halacha, we've had a few things that Rav Nosson Zal said are this Oyer HaNekuda. He said the Torah was the Oyer HaNekuda, and now he's telling us that it's the Shema Yisrael, and we mentioned that the Neshama is the Oyer HaNekuda. Which is it? The answer is all of the above. Depending on what we're talking about at the time, this is referring to the holiness of a Jew, or the special thing inside a Jew. For right now, he's relating it to the issue of Emuna. This is the light of that Nekuda, that dot, that's found in every single Jew. Ki ikar kedushas hanekuda hi hu emuna hakdoshe shehi yesoid hakoil. Because the main holiness inside of every Jew is the Emuna, which is the foundation of everything. Ki hu emuna hi ikar hakedusha, because emuna is the holiness, klal kol haTorah, and it's a composite of the entire Torah. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, kol mitzvoisecho emuna, all of your mitzvois are faith. Vehi ikar hanekuda shel bechinas tzaddik. And that's the main aspect of tzaddik that's found in every Jew. When we talk about the tzaddik in a Jew, it's the emuna in that person. Kemoi shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'tzaddik be'emunoso yechye. The tzaddik lives with faith. So the chiyus of the tzaddik is emuna. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to get into the halachas of Kriya Shema and show us how it ties in beautifully with how Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran explains this Oyer HaNekuda and what we do with it. There's tremendous emphasis in the Gemara about saying Kriya Shema and about hearing the words that you're saying it and in what language you're saying it. But everybody emphasizes that Kriya Shema is something you do with your mouth, not with your eyes, not with you. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki ikar oyer hanegut kudo nizgale al yedei dibur pe daiko kanal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, and as Rav Nosson Zal emphasized very, very much in the last few pages we've been learning, the way this Oyer HaNekuda that's found in every Jew, the way it shows itself is through Dibur. V'zehu v'yohavto es Hashem Elokecha. Rav Nosson, so the first sentence of the Shema is the declaration of Emuna, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokecha Hashem Echad, which we said is the Oyer HaNekuda. Then we have Baruch Shem, and then we go straight to V'yohavto es Hashem Elokecha, to love Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zehu V'yohavto es Hashem Elokecha, V'yohavto ze bechinas oyer ho'ahavo hakedosho sheshoyre eitzel hanekuda kanal. Rabbeinu Zal had explained in Likutei Moran that by the nekuda that's found inside the person, there rests upon it a light of ahava. Ahava or chesed, those two words were used interchangeably. So Rav Nosson Zal says this v'yohavto refers to that light of ahava that rests on the nekuda, that's found on and together with that nekuda. V'zehu. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address the three levels that we spoke about: the attachment to the tzaddik, the attachment to one's friend, fellow Jew, and a person's own personal connection to Hashem. V'zehu v'hoyu hadvorim ho'eila asher onechim etzavcho hayoim al levavecho. In Vahoyim Shamoya, I'm sorry, even in V'yahavta, it says over there that these words, Hashem says, these words that I am instructing you today should be on your heart or in your heart. Rav Nosson Zal says, Al levavecho daiko. Look what the Torah tells us. Look where it has to be, in the heart. Ki tzorich lekasher ulahoyer hanekuda mipel alev kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran emphasizes that the way this, the light of this nekuda operates is that it has to be communicated from the person's mouth to their heart. It's from mouth to heart. So here we see by the Kriya Shema that the Kriya Shema has to be verbalized. And in the Kriya Shema, it tells us, make sure that these words are al levavecha, in your heart. And then it goes on to explain to us the three nekudos that we spoke about. Ki v'hoyu advorem ho'ele, this pasuk that we just quoted, v'hoyu advorem ho'ele, ze b'chinas nekuda haklolius. That refers to the major nekuda, the nekuda of the tzaddik, the nekuda of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Moshe hu b'chinas nekuda haklolius, because Moshe Rabbeinu represents the total nekuda, the nekuda of the entire Klal Yisrael. He is the holiness of the entire Klal Yisrael. Kama shekosav shom al posuk, as it says in over there on the posuk, Eile hadvorim asher tedaber o b'nei Yisrael. These are the words that you should speak to b'nei Yisrael. V'zehu, this is what the posuk says, V'hoyu hadvorim ho'eile asher onoichi metzavcho hayoim al levavecho. That these words that I'm instructing you today should be on your heart. Hainu shetoyir utekasher hadiburim shel bechinas Moshe shehu nekuda haklolius, that each and every single Jew should take the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the total nekuda of Klal Yisrael, and make sure to have those words shine into our hearts. Al levavecho. Lohoyer hanekuda haklolius letoy halev. To have that nekuda hakloli, the nekuda of the tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, shine into our hearts. That's the v'hoyu hadvorim ho'eila ashonoich mitzav chayim al levavecho. Then the pasuk goes on to say, v'shinantom levonecho, and you should teach these words to your son. Ze bechinas nekuda shnia. That's the second nekuda that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there. Bechinas nekudas hachaverim. The nekudas chaverim of two Jews sharing with each other, giving and taking from each other. Shemekablin dein min dein. Each one receives from the other one. Kama shekosavnu leil, as we mentioned earlier. Shehanekuda shemeir levonov hu bechinas nekudas hachaverim kanal. We had explained earlier that when a father is teaching his son, that's an example of the nekudas chover. That's like two colleagues sharing with each other. Then the pasuk goes on to say, v'dibarto bom, and you should speak in it, in the Torah. Speak words of Torah. Ze bechinas nekuda hashlishis. That refers to the third nekuda, the third category, shetzrichim lohoyer minei ubei, whereby each and every single Jew has to shine from himself into himself, from his mouth into his own heart. Vezehu v'dibarto bom, and this is why the pasuk says you should speak in them, shetzrichim ledaber gam biatzmoi, that a Jew has to speak also to himself or with himself. This refers to, number one, when a person is speaking privately, his spoidedus to Hashem, even though he's speaking to Hashem, but he's hearing the words. And one of the reasons why he's saying those words is for his ears and heart to hear what he's saying and to be inspired by his own words, inspired and motivated by the words that he's speaking to Hashem. That's one example of this. And another example is when a person is studying Torah alone, when there's no chavrusa available, when there's no rabbi, no tzaddik available, and he's learning by himself. And again, he's verbalizing, he's saying the words to himself, that his own ears and heart should hear the words that he's saying. In order to have that nekuda, that spirituality, that neshama shine into itself. Nimtza, therefore we see, based on what we just said, that all three nekudos that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Likutei Moran there, the tzaddik, the chaver, and the nekuda satzmoy, are all found in the Kriya Shema. Ki Kriya Shema hi bechinas oyer hanekuda. Because the Kriya Shema is an example of the light of that nekuda, the light of that of the soul inside a person. Shehi etzem hakedusha. That's the essence of holiness. Shehi ho'emuna, which is faith. Ki ikar hakedusha hi ho'emuna. Because one of the most important items of holiness is emuna, faith, which the Kriya Shema is.